by Santa for the smile of beauty and by Palace for well-groomed hair bring you the Alan Young Show. We take you now to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Everyone thinks of Alan Young as frivolous and carefree. But today we show you his serious side. We find Alan reading a book on psychology.
Gee, this book is wonderful, Zero.
You're always reading.
It's very interesting, psychology. It's the study of the human behavior. Oh. You know, when people think there's something else. Like a friend of mine, he thought he was dictionary.
A dictionary?
He finally went crazy trying to look himself up.
Personally, Alan, I like Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's good, yes.
Oh, what play is he writing? Everyone is better than the one before. Yes. I can hardly wait until his next one comes out.
It's remarks like that that prove the need of psychology.
Oh.
The time reading is one of the best. What a title. Just get this. Stop Your Nervous Tingle by Dr. Bergendahl. Fellow knows what he's writing about. Listen to this part here. He says, the civilization we live in tends to strangle human emotions, and people will be more gregarious if their introspective natures could be projected in a comprehensive manipulation.
The guy's a jerk.
According to his theory, if you have a pet hate, all you have to do is express your feelings and say you hate it, and you feel better.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you hate cats or you hate dogs, just say it.
I hate cats and I hate dogs.
Do you feel better?
No.
Why not?
I hate boys.
No. Somebody I can't stand, all right? My girlfriend Betty's father, Mr. Dittenpepper, he's always insulting me. Like last night in front of all those people. He said, Alan Young, I bet you haven't got a nickel in your pocket.
Well, why don't you take out a nickel and show him?
Only had 4 cents.
Well, what does this Dr. Bergendahl say you should do about it?
Well, according to the book, the best solution is to sit down, write a letter. Tell him exactly what you think of him. And that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to write a letter to Mr. Dittenpepper and tell him what I think of him straight from the shoulder.
Oh, yeah? What's going to happen when Mr. Dittenpepper reads it?
Well, I'm not going to mail it. No, you're not supposed to mail it. The book says write the letter, put it in an envelope, stick a stamp on it, take it out of the mailbox, and just as you're about to drop it in the slot, you tear it up.
What a waste of time. Look, leave them to me. I'll hit them on the head so hard with a piece of pipe, it'll take them 3 weeks to get the lead out. I'll just mutilate them, that's what I'll do.
The word is mutilate.
Oh.
Cut out that rough stuff. I'm going to try out this system. Write a letter to Mr. Dittenpepper right now. I'm merely going to tell him off. See how I start. Dear Mr. Dittenpepper. Mr. is too good for him. Dear Dittenpepper. Even that's too nice. Dear Dick. No. Dear DDC. For months now, I've been wanting to tell you off. Well, off!
Say, look, what if Mr. Dittenpepper gets his hands on this?
Well, he'd kill me, but don't worry, dear. He'll never get it. Have you thought of something else? Mr. Dittenpepper, you're not even human. You're part rat, part dog, part hyena, and part cow. Put it all together, what do you got? Something that eats cheese, chases cats, and laughs while he's giving milk. Well, I guess I better close now. Affectionately yours.
Affectionately yours. Mm. What a letter. What sentiment.
Sentiment.
Yeah. Reminds me of some of the letters I got from my girl.
Your girl wrote you letters like this?
Yeah. Her name was Lucy. Light Fingers Lucy. What a girl. She could pick a kangaroo pouch without disturbing the kids.
Zero, you can stay here. You dream about Lucy. I'm going to nail boss and tear up this letter. See you later. Feel better already. Hardly wait to get to the mailbox.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Tyler. Lovely day today.
Miss Lana LaRose's house. My next door neighbor. That clothesline of hers always slows me down. Such things. Ooh, look, the kind with the real elastic are back. Now, here's the mailbox. Now, according to the book, I take out my letter, open the mail up. Now, just as I'm about to drop the letter in,
oh,
I
say,
"Ooh, oh, whoa, hello, Hetty, you're Betty, Betty, hello, Hetty."
Alan, what are you doing with a letter in your hand?
Letter? No, this is just cleansing tissue, just tissue.
Well, why has it got a stamp on it?
Oh, well, there's a shortage. You got to keep mailing it around.
That's a letter.
Me?
Alan, you're mailing a letter to another girl.
No, Betty.
Oh, yes, you are. It's a letter to another girl. Someone tall and beautiful and slinky.
No, it's somebody short and ugly, but you were close.
Oh, Alan, I know it. There's another girl in your life.
Well, I guess I'll have to prove it to you, Betty. Here's the letter.
Oh, Alan, it's a letter to Daddy. Hmm. Alan, you remembered.
I do?
Yes, tomorrow's Daddy's birthday.
Oh, Daddy's birthday. Yes. Yeah, well, I think I'll take the letter home.
Oh, well, aren't you going to mail it?
No, I think I'll wrap it as a gift.
Oh, Alan, it's perfect the way it is.
Yep.
Give it to me, I'll mail it.
Ready.
Oh, what's
the matter, Alan? Did I do anything wrong?
Uh-uh.
Alan, are you mad at me?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure you're not angry with me?
Uh-uh.
Oh, gee, what Daddy's going to do when he gets this letter.
Say, friends, did you ever stop to think about the food you eat in relation to your teeth, gums? Most people, I guess, just think whether the food tastes good. And so, frequently, your teeth, and especially your gums, are neglected. For you see, the soft, creamy foods we all eat these days always give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need to keep them firm and healthy. And it's firm gums that are so important to the health of your teeth. That's why Ipana toothpaste and gum massage can be so helpful. A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2 to 1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use. For you see, Ipana is designed not only to clean teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. So for your sparkling smile, try Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. And now back to Alan Young. As we have seen, the terrible threatening letter that Alan wrote to Mr. Dittenpepper, merely to relieve his nerves, has actually been mailed. When Mr. Dittenpepper receives this letter, Alan will certainly be on the spot. But with the courage of his ancestors flowing through his veins, and with a strength and determination born of the knowledge that he is in the right, we find him that evening on the Dittenpepper porch, saying to Betty,
"Betty, I think I'm going to take a little trip."
A little trip? Alan, is anything wrong?
Well, look, you must know, Betty, that there is. I'm leaving town because of my health.
Your health? Mm. What's the matter with you, Alan?
Well, it's my jaw. That's what it is, it's my jaw. The development of the jugular cartilage and the parietal tendon have been halted by a sudden outgrowth of the connective tissues.
Oh, my goodness, what does that mean? Alan, what have you got?
Bubble gum bulge.
Alan, it'll be all if you go away.
Oh, you'll find somebody else, Betty. There'll always be someone there to take my place.
Alan, nobody can take your place.
No.
Everywhere I go, I see your face before me. When I drink a glass of milk, I see face in my milk. And when I have a bowl of soup, I see your face in soup. And when I drink a cup of coffee, I see your face in my coffee.
What am I, on a liquid diet?
Oh, Alan, this is terrible. And Daddy's been upset all day, too.
Your daddy's been upset? What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's nasty and mean and furious and irritable.
I know, but what's wrong with him?
Oh, I can't understand it either, Alan. He was so cheerful this morning when he came back from his department store. The employees gave him a beautiful clock for his birthday.
A clock? Well, that should make him happy.
Well, it did. But right after the evening mail, he became a changed man. He ran to his room, he locked himself in and bolted the door, and I've had to send his mail then to him. He's absolutely furious.
Well, how do you know?
Well, he keeps eating the plates and sending the food back.
Well, that's just a matter of psychology. I had a friend who thought he was a dictionary. Your dad thinks he's a saint. Has he had any cravings, like for Drano?
No, but Alan, it's just...
Yeah. Hey, that filthy rich Hubert Updike again.
Oh, Hubert's all right.
Nobody should have that much money. He's too darn rich. Him and that long car.
Alan, lots of people have long cars.
Yeah, with a California plate in the front and an Arizona plate in the back.
Now, I don't want you two boys arguing.
Oh, Betty. Oh, Alan, I'm here. Let them whisper about Martha Arbor, but they can just shout about me.
Hubert, you look upset.
Oh, yes, I am, Betty. I've been having such trouble over my dog kennels. I've had to have my Mexican hairless deported.
Deport your Mexican hairless? Why?
It developed 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh.
Not only that, but I also had to get rid of my St. Bernard.
Oh, why? Was St. Bernard getting too old?
Yes, this morning he could hardly lift a cocktail bar under his chin.
Hubert, we're having quite a bit of trouble around here, too. Anna's thinking of leaving town.
Oh, Mother, hand me my sunglasses. It's a bright day for me. But you should be glad Alan's going, Betty. You see, I'm so much better for you. I'm educated. I belong to the best fraternity.
I belong to a fraternity, too.
My fraternity is Phi Beta Kappa. What's yours?
I'm Kappa Pepsi-Cola.
Alan, Hubert, stop arguing. I'm worried about Daddy. He felt upset today.
Oh, poor, poor Papa. I know what it is to be sick. Just yesterday, I had a delicate operation performed.
Just yesterday?
Yes. I had my temperature changed. You see, my temperature, it was 98.6.
But Hubert, a temperature of 98.6 is very common.
That's exactly why I had mine changed. But, Barry, perhaps your father needs a trip for his health. For example, Denver?
Denver?
Yes. You see, in Denver, I had a wonderful experience there. You know how high the altitude is.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I arrived, I had a nosebleed, and I looked so wonderful in blue. Yes, I just love to travel. I'll never forget my last trip after I had chicken pox. White leghorn, of course.
The best.
I traveled for 5 days and 5 nights across the mountains, across the rivers, across the desert. Why, I almost went clear off my estate.
Hubert isn't boring you, is he, Alan?
Boring? He's Ovaltine's answer to the big sleep.
Boys, instead of talking, I wish you could think of something to help Daddy. He's simply going crazy ever since he got that letter.
Oh, Betty, don't worry. You get the most ridiculous things in the mail. I'm on certain application to join the YWCA.
Oh, YWCA, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Well, it won't be fun if Daddy ever finds out who sent that letter. He's positively furious. He's so furious he'd kill him or even poison him.
Poison?
Oh, Alan Young.
Alan, Daddy's calling you.
Calling? Betty, you're just hearing things.
Alan Young, come in here a minute.
Alan, Daddy just called you again.
Oh, you're just hearing things.
Alan Young, come in here.
Betty, will you stop hearing those things?
Alan.
Well, I guess I'd better go in now.
Oh, here you are, Alan.
Yes, this is it, Mother.
Oh, just in time to join me in a little snack. Here, have a cup of coffee.
Coffee?
Yes, my boy, yes. Do you want it black?
Sounds like an appropriate color. Would you mind telling me what is in it?
Oh, just some sugar, etc.
Sugar, etc.?
Yes, Alan, drink it. What are you thinking about?
How much is et and how much is cetera?
What's the matter with you, Alan? The way you act, you'd think I was going to poison you.
Poison me? But come on, laugh with me.
Alan, this is no time for nonsense. I have something very important to discuss with you.
Huh?
Yes, it's about a letter I just received. A threatening letter.
Huh? Well, if it's from the YWCA, join. It's fun.
Alan, this is no laughing matter. It's one of those typical threatening letters. Called me everything under the sun, and then...
Yes?
He doesn't sign his name.
Is it... no name?
No. That proves he's nothing but a cringing, cowardly, spineless criminal.
Please, it's not for us to pass judgment. You mean you haven't got any clue as to the author of this threatening letter?
Well, I've gone over it three or four times, and I've arrived at a few definite conclusions. Mm-hmm. Number one, it was mailed this morning.
Check.
Number two, it was mailed in this neighborhood.
Check.
Number three, it was written by an illiterate moron.
I pass.
Alan, my boy, I knew I could trust you. At a time like this, a man finds out who his true friends are. Hubert's a coward. Will you help me, Alan? I don't mind telling you that I'm really frightened.
Mr. Dittenpepper, I'm not afraid of any guy who writes nasty letters and doesn't bother to sign his name to him. He doesn't scare me one bit. Well, if I should ever meet him, I'll just pretend he's a phone book and tear him in half. Right up to his Joneses.
Thanks, Alan, my boy, thanks. I'm glad you're not afraid of the killer.
Killer.
I'm glad you're not afraid of danger.
Danger.
Because I just got a second threatening letter. This second letter says they're going to put a bomb under my bed. Alan, what are we going to do? But I'm glad I can depend on you, Alan. You're not afraid of bombs. You're not afraid of threats or danger. So tonight, I'm going to let you sleep in my bed with me.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Dittenpepper, but
then it's all settled, Alan. You're sleeping in my bed, and they're putting a bomb under it at midnight.
Gee, a bomb. Mr. Dittenpepper, do you mind if I use your phone?
Who do you want to call? The FBI?
No, the OPA. I think another ceiling is going to be removed.
Stop now, Mr. Wallington. I'm in a hurry.
What's wrong?
Oh, the most terrible thing has happened. Mr. Dittenpepper has been threatened by a time bomb. A Gruen, of course.
Well, calm down.
But Papa's bed is going to be blown up, and he'll be in it.
Hubert, you're a coward.
Oh, how did you guess?
Why, you're so frightened your hair is standing on end.
Well, I'm not frightened, really. My hair is standing on end because I'm nervously maladjusted.
Well, at least I have an answer for your hair. The way to make sure that your hair has that well-groomed look.
Heavens to Bristol Myers, Mr. Wallington. You tell me.
Why, it's Vitalis in the 60-second workout. Vitalis is great for keeping dry, unruly hair under control. And it's so easy. You just put a little Vitalis on your scalp, and for just 50 seconds, you rub briskly. And then for 10 seconds, comb. That's all. But oh, what a change. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way, without that objectionable patent leather shine. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens a tight, dry scalp, sprouts loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Vitalis is available at drug counters everywhere. So take the tip. To look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Now the smart set with their version of a top tune. I've got the sun in the morning.
Got the sun. Got the moon. And baby, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I'm all right. Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
checkbook, got no bank.
Still, I'd like to express my thanks. Got the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening.
And I'm all
right. And now back to Alan Young. The time, 11 o'clock that evening. Place, the Bitten Pepper household. The action... Well, I have a hunch there's going to be three of it.
Alan.
Yes, Betty?
Just think. You're doing all this for my daddy. Mm. Sleeping in his bed when somebody's going to put a bomb under it. Alan, you're my Van Johnson.
Just call me Johnson. Not that I lose my van.
Gee, Alan, it's 11:30 now.
11, time for bed.
It makes it sound so pleasant. Well, goodbye, Betty. I'm going upstairs now, and if I don't return, just forget about me. Marry Hubert, and when the first child comes, just name it after me. That's all I ask. When the second child comes, name that one after me, too. And the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, name them all after me. Then the second year... Betty, I guess I should...
Oh, Alan!
Goodbye, Betty.
Goodbye, Alan.
I'm not nervous. What's there to be nervous about? Hello, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Well, Alan, my boy, come right in. Time for Betty Bye. All right, Alan, just slip into these pajamas.
Okay, Mr. Littlepepper.
They may be a little big for you.
Sorry, I'll just wear the bottoms and tie the string around my neck. Well, into bed.
Now, just lie back and relax, Alan.
Okay, I'm relaxed. I'll just lie back here and... Oh, Mr. Littlepepper, put those lights back on.
I haven't even turned them off yet.
Oh, these pajama bottoms come up even higher than I thought. Oh, Mr. Dittenpepper, I'm ready for bed. Shall I put out the light?
Just a minute, Alan. I'm having some trouble getting this thing off. There we are. Oh, boy, it feels good to spread out.
Mr. Dittenpepper, maybe you ought to put that thing back on. This is only a single bed.
Well, I got my pajamas on. Move over, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
There. Ah, that bed feels good.
Oh, forgot to get my glass of water.
No, Alan, don't leave. The killer is liable to come at any minute.
Now, Mr. Dittenpepper, this whole thing is just a figment of your imagination. Why, if there's anybody within 10 miles of this house, I'll be a Dutch uncle. A Dutch uncle.
Alan, look at that thing in the window.
Oh, they're trying to shoot me. Keep their hands tight.
That was nothing but a branch of that tree outside. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Alan, I know this is hard on the nerves, but you'll just have to keep a stiff upper lip.
Keep it? I've eaten it. Dittenpepper, do I have to lie so close to the window?
Well, certainly. If there's any bombing going on, I want you to get it first. Now, good night.
Good night. Mr. Dittenpepper.
Yes?
Mr. Dittenpepper, I was just thinking.
Now, what is it?
You know, even on Bikini Atoll, they use goats.
What do you think I'm using? Just a little joke.
Hmm. What a time to joke. Here I am with my life passing before me. Oh, it's all so clear. I'm a baby. My nurse explains about the birds and the bees. I'm a boy. My father explains about the birds and the bees. I graduate college. The professor explains about the birds and the bees. Now I'm ready for my first date. But it's no use. I don't know any birds and bees. Then I meet my first girl. Oh, she was so cute with those braces on her teeth. I have braces on my teeth, too. I used to love to kiss her in the dark and watch the sparks fly. And then came... Oops, what's that? Oh. Oh, it's Mr. Diddenpepper. Oh, he fell asleep. Oh. Somebody's coming in through the window. I gotta be tough now. Was David afraid when he faced Goliath? Was Daniel afraid when he faced a lion? Am I afraid to face this guy? He's coming this way. I know what I'll do. So when he gets up close now, hit him with my shoe. You go. Zero. It's Zero. Zero, speak to me. Say something.
I think I got conclusion of the brain.
Zero, what are you doing here?
Well, Alan, like I said in my letter, I'd be here at 12 o'clock.
So you're the one who wrote that second letter?
Yes.
Zero, I got a good mind to really upbraid you.
Don't you like my hair this way?
Never. Never mind that. Where's the bomb?
Well, Alan, I ain't got no real bomb. I just wanted to get Mr. Dick and Pepper nervous. So I swiped the clock from the living room downstairs, see?
Gee, that's Dittenpepper's antique clock. One of his employees gave him for his birthday. If he should wake up...
Oh, he ain't gonna wake up, Alan. Listen, Tom. Sounds like a bullfrog with hay fever.
Zero, please, you'll get out of here. Get us both in trouble. Go on.
All right, huh? I'm out the window, Jim.
Gee. This is quite a terrific clock he's got here.
Alan, the ticking. The bomb. Throw that bomb out of the window.
Wait a minute, Mr. Dinter.
Don't stand there. Throw it out the window.
No, this isn't. You don't understand.
Throw it.
Okay, Mr.
Alan, my boy, to think that if you hadn't have been there, why, that bomb would have knocked the roof right off this house.
I got a hunch you're going to blow your top, too.
Oh, nonsense, my boy. My worries are over.
Daddy? Oh, Daddy.
Betty probably heard the explosion. Yes, Betty?
Daddy, someone's thrown your beautiful new clock out the window and it's smashed into 100 pieces.
My beautiful clock smashed to pieces? Alan Young.
When I sent that threatening note, I...
Oh, you're the one who sent that letter. Alan Young, put your neck in my hand.
Mr. Never, don't touch me. Look, if you hate me, write me a letter and tell me about it. You're supposed to write me a letter and tear it up. You'll feel better.
Alan, come here.
No, you're supposed to tear the letter in half, not me. Friends, during the week, I hope you'll remember the two fine products that bring you this program. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana and Vitalis. Remember, daylight saving time ends next week and the entire country will go on standard time. If your area has not been on daylight saving time, tune into this program 1 hour later. Till next week, then, this is Alan Young saying good night.
Anybody listening got a cold? Well, don't all sneeze at once. Just get quick relief from that cold discomfort with Minute Rub, the really modern chest rub. All you do is rub Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing vapors get to work. In a minute, Minute Rub begins to clear up that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. Listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it can't stain clothes or bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.